good day. Good day. This is the day that the Lord has made. You are always rejoicing because God is doing something new, something better to the best days of your life. You are not alone. You are not struggling. I want to tell you today that when you focus on the problem, on that situations that you are going through right now, there is no possibilities that you can have an opportunity. When you focus to the situations or the problems that is happening right now in your life, or even in every area of your life, spiritual, physical, financial, or relationship, there is no opportunities because your mind is stuck. Your mind is always on the problem. Remember this, problems are not stop signs. Problems are not stop sign. You are not a quitter. You are not a victim. You are a winner, and you are a warrior, and you are victorious. But you cannot do it alone by your own strength, or your own power, or your own talent, your own might. But you can only overcome the situations that you are going through right now if you are focusing on the promise of God, on the promise of God. Don't allow the situations, don't allow the problems, whether it is financial, relationship, business, ministries, or whatever that is coming to your life at this very moment, don't judge. That situation is always came from the enemy. It is not a stop sign for you to stop, to quit, and to be unfocused. God is telling me to tell you that you must to focus on the promise, not to the problems that you are going right now. Hallelujah. Abba Father, thank you for this man and woman, O Lord, who is assigned to this program, who is assigned to this broadcast, in the name of Jesus, O God. Let the power of God anoint them, O God. Let the blood of Jesus cover each and every one of them in the name of Jesus, that you will open their mind. You will open their spiritual eyes, their spiritual understanding in the name of Jesus. And today, no weapons forms against your life. No weapons forms against your children, your relationship, your finances shall prosper. And the gates of the enemy cannot enter because it is permanently closed in the name of Jesus. Focus on the promise of God. Focus on the solutions, not to the problem. This is what the Lord is telling me to tell you today, that you must focus on the solution. Focus on the promise of God, not to the problem that you are going through right now. Because while you are focusing on the problem, it will keep you stuck. It will keep you stagnant. It will keep you unproductive because you are already, you know, thinking about the problem every time. The problem in your health, the problem in your finances. I'm not talking negative to you, but I can be a tool, an instrument of the Most High God to destroy and dismantle that mindset in the name of Jesus. That negative mindset, I cast it out by the blood of Jesus today. Hallelujah. Yes, you are always focusing to the problem. But you are a long time Christians already. You are ministering the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have fire inside of you. And when you pray in the name of Jesus, it looks like, you know, heavens are open. But there is something inside of you because you are always tormented by the situations. You are always thinking about money. You are always thinking about everything, something, everything. You are thinking everything because of the negative mindset that the enemy planted to your life in Jesus' name. But this time, this hour, it's over in the name of Jesus because of the blood of Jesus that redeem you. Hallelujah. You are not going to be disappointed. Let go of that disappointments. Let go of that setback in your life and hold on. Hold on to the promise of God for your divine future, for your divine setup is now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Today, God allows me to speak to you, to encourage you, to empower you, because nowadays, I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. It is the shifting of the body of Christ. It is the shifting of the businessman and woman of God. It is the shifting of the relationship of the family. Is whether your relationship with your wife or your husband, relationship to your children, relationship in your workplace, relationship in your finances. God is telling me to tell you, don't focus to the situations. Don't focus to the problem that you are in right now. Focus on the promise of God. Focus on the solution in the name of Jesus. Psalms 34 verse 3. I want you to get your Bible. Amen. Whenever you are on this program, House of Hope. Amen. To those who believe, they will receive. But you need the swords of life, the sword of the Spirit, which is the blueprint of your life, which is the Word of God. Psalms 34 verse 3. Bible says, magnify the Lord with me. Instead of worrying, let Joel remind you in this faith building message that you use energy to believe, develop, and unshakable. So you must to read the word Psalms 35 verse 3, that you magnify the Lord with me. So it means magnify the Lord with me. So instead of worrying, you know, Psalms 34 verse 3 said, magnify the Lord with me, and so on and so forth. So you cannot magnify the Lord if you keep on worrying for that things, for that problem. Amen. You must to magnify the Lord by your faith. Use your energy to believe that whatever the situations that you are going through right now, whether it is finances, believe in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that through your faith, through your unshakable faith, you still magnifying the Lord. Instead of magnifying what you are going through right now, instead of magnifying the circumstances and situations that you are facing right now, magnify what is the right and focus on His promise. What are the promises of God that you know? You can never ever know the promises of God if you are not meditating His word. If you are not reading your Bible, you cannot overcome the problem. You cannot overcome the situations of life because you don't know the word. You don't know the truth about what you are going through right now. If you are going through some finances, there are some Bible verses in the scripture, in the Bible, that you can magnify the Lord, decree and declare, take the word, take the promise in the name of Jesus and apply to the situations of your finances. If you need healing, go to the promise of God pertaining to your healing. Go to the promise of God pertaining to faith. Go to the promise of God pertaining to belief. Believing, go to the promise of God pertaining supernatural divine health, hallelujah. And that is the only day, that is the only time that you can focus, not to the circumstances, not the report of the doctor, not the report of the bank statement, not the report of other people, not the report of what you feel, not the report of your body temperature. Hallelujah. No matter how big is your obstacle in life, it happens to me. No matter how much you are owing to the credit card, amen, God is much bigger than anything that you owe. God is much bigger than anything you are facing right now. Yes, yes, you. I know that you are facing some challenges in your physical, in your health. But God is much bigger than what the doctor said. But God's promise about healing is much bigger than by what the report of that blood chemistry in the name of Jesus. It is not the size of the problem that matters you. It is not the size of the problem or the situations that you are facing right now. Hallelujah. Instead, if you can magnify the Lord in the name of Jesus, because you cannot magnify the Lord, just magnify the Lord with me. So with me, you are focused, you are surrendering every situations of your life to the Lord, not embracing what is the problem right now, not embracing what other people says, and you are holding anger, frustration, disappointment. God doesn't want you to be like that. God wants you to magnify Him with Him, with Him, not to the problem that you are carrying right now, not to the situations that you are seeing right now. You must to learn how to walk by faith, not by sight. You must to learn how to walk by faith, not by talk. Because faith building is walking by faith, putting into action, not keep on talking and you said that you are believing, but actually the response of your eyes, the response of what you are speaking right now is not correlated. It's not applicable to the word of God that you are confessing right now. You are not going to be disappointed. You are not going to be discouraged. You are not going to be fearful because you lost your job. You don't have money. But when you call those things which are not known, it will be known unto you according to your belief, according to your faith, according to what you say, according to what you decree in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible, the solution, the promise of God in Job, he said, whatsoever the things you decree on earth, it is established as it is in heaven, it is done on earth. So what are you creating? A negative talk? Are you creating a negative mindset that it produces the result of all negatives in your life? You see drought. You see, you know, the report of the doctor. You see that you are a failure. I always say this, I don't believe in failure. If you keep going, moving forward, forgetting those things which are behind, forgetting those former things, and you step in, keep going, keep decreeing, keep believing, keep praying, keep confessing in the name of Jesus, there is no such failure that I know, because God is bigger than anything that you decree, which is negative. Your best days are still ahead, my dear brothers and sisters. Because together we can make a difference in this world. Because the message is always, there is hope in God. Hope to the hopeless situation. Hope to the unlovable. Hope to those who need help. Hope. Your focus from that problem to the problem, it will leave you fear. When you focus to that problem, You who are hearing me, you who are on this channel, if you focus to that problem and you keep focusing and focusing to the problem, that nothing happened, nothing, no money, sickness, always decreeing negative, it will leave fear on you, and you keep on worrying and worrying, negativity will go in the name of Jesus. And you will rise up. Arise, man and woman of God. Arise, man and woman of God. God is still on the throne of your situations. Because I always say, God is bigger anything you are facing. What He promised to you, it will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Don't go anywhere. Just keep believing. Keep believing. Keep focused on the promise. I always hear the Lord is telling me to tell you, keep on focusing to the promise that I give to them, sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. You are not going to miss that opportunities. You are not going to miss that door. You are not going to miss that finances in the name of Jesus. Turn it around, Lord. Turn it around, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Allow God. This is what I heard today. Allow God to take over to your situation. Allow God to take over to your situations. Allow God. And know He is the God that never leave you. He is the God that never forsaken you. He is always there for you. Step back, my dear brothers and sisters. Allow Him to take over that situation. Allow Him to take over your finances. Allow God to take over your health. Allow God to take over your ministry. Allow God to take over your church. Allow God to take over your family. Allow God to take over. That problem in the name of Jesus is in the hands of God. So you know God completely. So when you know God completely, you can trust Him. You can trust Him in every situation of your life. Have patience. Move on. Move on. Don't wear out yourself. Amen. Don't be disappointed. Do not be discouraged. Stop beating up yourself. Stop that guilt in the name of Jesus. Let God arise in your situation in the name of Jesus, and He can take over. He can take over in the name of Jesus. It happens in my life. He take over. 145,000 in the name of Jesus, He take over because I allow Him. I ask God, I cannot do anything except You will move. I cannot do anything except You will be the one to connect me to the divine source and divine doors. Look what the Lord has done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the same God that I'm serving is the same God. Yes, I know You are a minister. Yes, Lord. You are a minister of the gospel. You are a pastor. Whether you are evangelist, you're missionary. But you cannot stay focused because of so many debt. You are owing too much. And you cannot concentrate. You are distracted, but God wants to speak to you today in the name of Jesus that God can take over, but you must realign and reposition yourself in the name of Jesus that He is delivering you. He delivers you in the name of Jesus. God is giving you peace in the name of Jesus. But you must position yourself in Jesus' name to have a financial rearrangement of what you are doing. I don't know what you are doing to your finances. I don't know what is happening in your finances. But God, allow me. You are a minister of the gospel. And you are owing a lot. You are owing a lot. But I come to tell you in the power of the Holy Ghost, fire in Jesus' name. Start repositioning yourself. The way you treat money, the way you treat money is not right. In the name of Jesus, it happens to me. So I am here a living testimony to each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. If you don't know how to manage being a good steward of your finances, hallelujah. You are only a steward. Why you are doing such things that God is not pleased? Why you are doing that to your business, to your finances, amen? Seek you first the kingdom, seek you first His righteousness and the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. He is adding to you the peace of God. Let God take control and take over the things that is going on in your life right now. Father, I give you praise, dear God. I pray to this minister, O God. I pray to this missionary, O God. I pray to these pastors, O Lord God, that they are bound in death right now, O God. I ask you, O God, Lord, to start, O Lord God, Lord, that they will focus how to rearrange, O Lord God, being a steward, O Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that you will help them right now. Not only the pastors, not only the Christians, Father God, this businessman, Father God, Lord. I ask the touch of the Holy Ghost fire, O God, to rearrange, O Lord God, the mindset will be focused, O Lord God. The finances, O Lord God, will have a special anointing for stewardship, Father God, Lord. I decree and declare power is released upon each and every one of them, Lord God. I hear the Lord saying, sometimes He allow us to go through the fire so that we can evaluate the things that we are not a good steward. We are not a good steward. But God is telling me to tell you, don't give up. This is the time. This is the time in the name of Jesus that God is the God of restoration, especially this very hour in Jesus' name. If you are new to this channel, God is telling me to tell you, this is the right place to be in right now. This is the right place. So I want you to click like, share, and subscribe. If you are new to this channel, subscribe. But if you are already subscribed to this channel, please don't leave. Click like and share this program. Be always blessed. You are going to focus not to the situations of your life, but you are going to focus to the promise of God pertaining to your circumstances. In Jesus' name.